retirement. Well, if you've closed your account, you can't reopen it. End of story.
Non, vous pouvez plus redevenir.
You can't become a member again. If you close down your account, it's definitive. So once you've closed down your account, you can't become a member again, unfortunately.
Mais en fait, c'est ce qu'il faut bien comprendre.
You need to understand that the Mutuelle is a UN fund, and we cannot have the same practices as banks. It's vital that we know that our members respect their tax commitments. We can't close accounts and open up again. At the moment, we have people who suddenly realize what's happening, which is why I say really think before you act. Those, some people have closed down their account and they say, oh gosh, I made a mistake. Can I reopen it? No, you can't. We can't reopen accounts unless we know that you have, in the meantime, declared your source of income. I mean, you've seen the broadcast, you've seen the letters, and I think if you've read it, you'll see that if you close it, it's definitive. Very important to know that. Think very carefully before you shut down the account, it's definitive. There are some members who've been disappointed, and I understand, but we have no alternative. We have to proceed along those lines, so sorry to answer that.
Sure.
So.
Madame, je...
Thank you. I just want to go back to investment. May I go back to investment funds? I don't know. Are there other questions, first of all? Sorry. It's going to be a brief question. Just to know whether a bank or whether the bank is authorized to make investments without consulting its customer. If you give them a mandate, yes. The bank is authorized to do investments without your agreement if you've already given them a mandate to do that. If not, they're not able to do that without your agreement. And can the bank reimburse you if there are losses? Well, sorry. If the bank has invested, well, if I haven't given them a mandate to do that, should they reimburse me for any losses? Well, the bank cannot do any operations unless you've given them authorization. Okay, second question. Can you give us advice to perhaps protect against those rather dubious products proposed by banks? Sorry, I can't. The best thing is to follow what I've been saying this afternoon. Ask the right questions. Turn to established banks, people that you know, and establishments that you know. That's the best way, because it's important that you feel comfortable. If you don't feel comfortable, don't do it.